Please fire away. Fire when ready.
It's your turn to start ripping the replacement refs.
Not going there.
Hey, for your rookies especially, Trent and Brandon specifically, how tough a test is this on the road at Baltimore with that defense?
Well, I mean, going on the road is its own dilemma, you know. Tough defense, very hostile environment. And I think Coach Shermer puts it the right way when he talks about, you know, everybody's seen RVs before. You know, what do RVs do? They go places and they plug into somebody else's electricity. And so I think that's what, you know, we'll be attempting to do as we head out to Baltimore.
What's the biggest challenge getting the money this week?
You know, putting yourself in a situation where you feel like you can run the ball and run it for 4 yards or so per carry, you know, and I'm mindful of the fact that we threw the ball a good bit in the second half, but we felt like that was the best way to be able to move the football at that point in time. But, you know, just being able to be consistent with it so you can continue to go back to it.
Things that you left on the field that would have gotten the yardage up to a respectable level that you would like?
Yeah, I think a couple of those go balls, certainly, you know. Somewhere you got to hit one of those, you know, and otherwise, you know, they go in the books as a long foul ball. And you know, we've had a couple opportunities up the field, and we need to hit a couple of those things because those have a way of taking some people out of where you're playing.
The tight end, Jordan, but
one to Massaquoi.
Were those both on Whedon? I mean, were those both throws that weren't quite catchable balls?
Yeah, I think that they need to be in play, and they need to give the guy an opportunity to make a play.
The routes were fine
in yeah.
Those cases.
Mm-hmm. They were beat.
The way you had the best way to move the ball the second half, because mm-hmm. they were just loading up the box and daring you to throw?
I don't know so much a dare. You know, everybody plays a version, Tony, of an eight-man forcing unit, and it doesn't make any difference. There's not a defensive coordinator in this league that's going to step up and say, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to let them run it and defend the pass. You know, so everybody, you know, whether it's the Baltimore Ravens or it's us or the Green Bay Packers, is going to see some version of, you know, if you got six, they got seven. If you got seven, they got an eight-man box. You know, if you got eight, then they got a nine-man box. So I don't know if they were daring us to pad. That just happens to be the way they're playing, and we weren't having, you know, great results in the run.
You mentioned those deep balls. What do you tell Brandon after he misses those? I mean, is there a coaching point there on how to fix that?
Give the guy an opportunity to make a play. That's what we always talk about. You know, if it's a double route or something of that nature, we just talk about paying those guys a lot of money, and, you know, you got to give them an opportunity to compete for it.
Can you talk just in general terms about this Ravens defense? Obviously, some of the guys that make it really go.
Yeah, I mean, there's numbers of guys that make it go. You know, it all starts up front, you know, and of course, Nada is playing at a high level, and Kiamatu, if I said that correctly, playing at a high level in there. The young man from I'm going to lose his name right here from Utah, Kruger, that replaced the kid that went to San Diego is really playing. I feel like at a high level. So they haven't missed Suggs, although Suggs is a rare talent. You know, that's the one thing about defense. You know, you can kind of swarm and play defense, and the hole's greater than just the part. You said it, aware. You know, do you scheme around him? You don't scheme around him because he's got a mind of his own. He and, to me, a guy like Polamalu are show up in places that, you know, they're very extremely instinctual and obviously have been tremendously productive.
Seemed pretty convinced that he had a strong performance up to the late picks. Was making the right reads, was, I forget how he put it, taking the ball where it's supposed to go or needed to go. But he was very self-confident in his remarks.
I didn't read those, and I didn't see him, so I would have to rely on
Did he play as well as he thought he played pretty well. I think we would all agree. Both of us would have heard that.
Yeah, you know, it was.
He played pretty well, or is he over?
I would say it's like our whole offense. There's a little bit of an uneven performance, you know. That would probably be the best way for me to term it. Yeah, you know what, we have to get Trent to the second level, get him past the line of scrimmage, and not make him battle as much at the line of scrimmage, and obviously move it past the defensive line and move it on to the linebackers in the second level, because that's to me where he can end up doing most of his damage.
How do you do that?
You play better in the offensive front. You run the ball better. You scheme better. It starts with us as coaches.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of those type of things that you're describing are on the job training. I mean, you don't get it till one of those guys gets right in your grill, and then you get it. But, you know, those guys have played at a couple of the best conferences in the United States. You know, you're seeing a lot of SEC players that are playing professional football. You know, not unlike a Darius, you know, that he played against last week. So. But Ray himself, you know, you gotta witness that to, you know, get experience it.
How have you seen the development at the time that he came in Travis Benjamin? And obviously you're trying to use him in different ways. You've used him on the reverses and a touchdown pass last weekend. Did have a big drop in there too. But just from the time that he's come here, your thoughts on how they've either changed or...
You know, pretty steady. He stayed healthy, which I think, you know, is no small feat. You know, he's not a giant guy, but he's there taking the reps all the time, and he's a smart guy. He's a quick study. You know, he's been able to play a couple different. We've kept him one position, but he's been able to jump in at other positions, and so I think he's been pretty steady. He's a pretty smart kid. Good competes. Caught it probably way better than you know we might have had a right to expect, and made some moment of truth catches too, where you know where there were more people competing for football than just him. Joe's playing okay. I just think we all have to play better on offense. I don't think there's any one guy that's playing lights out. And I don't feel like there's anybody that's, you know, stinking the joint up either. But just kind of, it's really kind of nondescript right now. And you know, we're going to have to build our personality as we go here.
What is your personality right now? I know you're trying to, you know, take those shots down the field, thinking that Brandon could, you know, bring that element to the game. But what is your identity or personality?
I would leave that up to you guys to describe. I don't know that I'd be a great... putting words to that. I think it's a work in progress. I really do.
You see signs in Josh Gordon
to tell you that he can be a productive player as the season rolls along?
You see flashes, yeah. You see flashes in some of his play and what he does. You know, he hasn't had a tremendous amount of opportunities around the ball, at least as the regular season has started. But, you know, he's been semi-productive when he has been around the ball. Would have liked to seen him make that catch. It would have been a tough try that first third down. Like to have seen a better throw. Like to, you know, seen us be standing on the other side of the 50 with that conversion.
What are your thoughts on Josh Cribbs being involved a little bit more with the offense? Is it something we could see maybe down the line?
Yeah, you know, he's already playing about 24, 25, maybe even 30 plays in special teams. And you know, we're going to water drop him in there, but to tell you that he would have a leading role, I'd be misleading anybody to say that. You know, we're going to have plays for him in there that are his plays, and even though they're his plays, doesn't mean the ball's going to be able to go to him, just by virtue of some of the progressions we have. We can look at him if he's gloved or if he's covered, then you know, you can't go there. So you can have the best intentions with Josh and still not be able to get him to football.
One receiver that's maybe playing above expectations, you know, as a rookie and all. Would you see a strong possibility that he would be getting more reps as you know, in the very near future?
Well, he can. He's done a good job with the reps he's had. So you know that's always, you want to see if a guy's productive with what he has, and then when a guy gives you a little production, does a couple things, then you have a tendency as a coach to say, well, maybe we could have him do this, or maybe we could try that. So, I think his reps will elevate as the year goes on. And as for where his progress is right now, he's progressing just like everybody else. I wouldn't put him at an echelon higher than anybody else. You know, time and distance. It's what have you done for me lately? You know, he did okay last week. We'll see how he does this week. Well, I think it's probably the best outing of his career, and I think he feels healthy right now, and so it's good to see a healthy Jordan Cameron out there being able to get out there and make plays, because he has some playmaking ability, and, you know, that's another guy you're going to find ways, when you see him make plays, you're going to find more ways to get the ball in his hands.
A couple more questions, guys.
If you have to do without Mo Mask, you know, what do you lose with him out of the game? And then the other thing is, do you find yourself having to give Greg Little kick in the pants every once in a while?
I'm not anticipating that with Mo. You have to kick all of them in the pants every now and then.
Do you think you have enough firepower,
enough talent to have a chance to move the ball consistently against a reputedly great defense like Baltimore?
Yeah, I think we do. I think, you know, we'll have to be at our best, and our best should be good enough. We're good enough to play with anybody in this league.
This league, Thursday night game's been around for a while. A lot of teams have to play in them. Just your thoughts on playing Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough turnaround, but you know, you from our standpoint, we've got a lousy taste in our mouth, and so the faster we can get back and get out on the grass yesterday, which is when we got back out there, the faster we can move on and set our sights on something else. Every team, if I'm not mistaken, is going to play in a Thursday night game this year. And so, you know, you can make an argument that it's better early in the season than it is late in the season when it's a little bit more of a grind and it's a little tougher turnaround on your body. All right?